Bills in both the House and Senate will strengthen law enforcement's ability to gather and share information about potentially stolen vehicles. Senate Bill 139 is sponsored by Silver City Democrat Howie Morales. Its House companion, House Bill 177, is backed by Republican Representatives Monica Youngblood and Bill Ream, along with Democrat Patricio Ruiloba. The measures require the reporting of auto sales transactions from auto recyclers to the New Mexico Department of Taxation and Revenue, which is the parent agency of the State Motor Vehicle Division. State Police Chief Pete Cassettis supports the effort.
This bill helps us to combat the auto theft crisis, as I'd call it, in this state. I truly believe if we're able to address the sale of vehicles that are stolen and really stifle that it'll help.
Also at the Roundhouse, Roswell Republican Senator Cliff Pirtle is pushing a bill that would essentially ban the purchase of junk food with food stamps or SNAP benefits.
Because this is all about the nutrition of our children and families. And so there's quite a few New Mexico citizens that use SNAP benefits. And so I know it's going to affect a lot of people, but I really think that, it's really important that we ensure that they have the nutritious foods they need.
Pirtle's bill, however, died in committee. For the New Mexico News Network, I'm Tom Trowbridge.